From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson, along with Meghna Chakrabarty. It's Here and Now, and we have some breaking news this hour out of Ferguson, Missouri, where authorities said moments ago that a man has been shot dead by police today after brandishing a knife at officers. The shooting took place in the North St. Louis area, a few miles from Ferguson. And Ben Kessling of The Wall Street Journal is in Ferguson and joins us now with the latest. Ben, tell us more about what the police have just said.
Right now, we're trying to find out more details. But what's been confirmed is that St. Louis police are saying that a man with a knife was involved in an officer was killed in an officer involved shooting, and it's not that far from Ferguson. No details on if there is any connection or anything else about the man.
And what was the reaction when that was announced?
It's happened so recently that there really hasn't been much of a reaction that I can see. We're trying to follow it some more and see what happens.
And police, by the way, were saying that this person was trying to rob a convenience store when it happened. Tell us about the tensions in general there today after last night's protests, which got a little more violent, more rowdy than they have been. Two protesters shot, reportedly not by the police, though, and 31 other people arrested.
Yeah, the gunshots were not from the police. The police have not used any live ammunition, but the police did use tear gas last night. Flashbang type devices were also used to help disperse the crowd. And today, this morning, the area was saturated this morning early with police in their cruisers and dressed in patrol uniforms. You know, the dress button shirt with shiny shoes and colored pants. The type of thing you expect from a patrol officer. And they've also put up a fence around the burned-out Quick Trip convenience store, which has been sort of the epicenter of protesting here in Ferguson. So nobody's going to be on that site anymore.
And by the way, we're seeing images now of crowds forming near the crime scene from today. What might this do to the tensions there?
I don't think we can speculate on that right now. There's no knowing how much this is connected, if it's connected in any way to what's happened. But for certain, they're having another police involved shooting in such close proximity to Ferguson, which has been a tinderbox for the past week. There will likely be some sort of reaction.
Speaking with Ben Kessling of the Wall Street Journal in Ferguson, Missouri, what has the impact been with the National Guard being called in by the governor?
Right. The National Guard wasn't on the front lines last night. They were back sort of taking care of rear guard area. It's a bunch of military police, National Guardsmen with their Humvees. They're keeping a relatively low profile. And I think it's important to remember that the National Guard is currently under the command of under control of the governor of the state. So they haven't been federalized or called up by the president, which would turn them into falling under the federal government and making them into a true military force. They're still here as sort of a peacekeeping force to add extra manpower. Along lines, the same thing that if they were to come out for a health and natural disaster, that's the role of the National Guard right now.
And we know that Eric Holder, the U.S. Attorney General, is expected to visit tomorrow, and the White House is reportedly weighing whether to send President Obama to Ferguson. That's according to the Hill newspaper. What might we expect from Eric Holder, and will that help ease some of the tensions there?
Don't know what to expect from the Attorney General, but he has said in the past that the area in Ferguson has resembled things have escalated in Ferguson. So would not be surprised if the Attorney General came out and tried to bring some calm to the area and to talk about ways that the police and local authorities can better handle the situation.
What are people there telling you about how they're feeling now? And it's been now more than a week since Michael Brown was shot.
I spoke with a gentleman last night who's been traveling here from a few hours away in Illinois. He's been coming since Thursday, and he said that he regrets the fact that there were fires and looting, that the Quick Trip was burned to the ground. But he said if that hadn't happened, nobody would be paying attention to Ferguson right now. And if the protests don't keep up, and if if they aren't able to keep the media and the world's attention on Ferguson, then a lot of these issues, protesters say, will be pushed under the rug. That's kind of the general feeling that you get on the streets here with some of the more vocal protesters. But then there's members of the clergy and other locals who are cautioning more calm, but yeah, still want to keep this issue at the forefront.
Ben Kessling of the Wall Street Journal on some breaking news today of another person shot near Ferguson, Missouri. Ben, thank you.